I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And Supermom has a lot on her super-sized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, Supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next-level Supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Jake Crumpler.
What's up, fantasy managers? Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. My name is Jake Crumpler, and it's the weekend. I'll be taking over for Bubba as the host of this weekend edition of the podcast. You can follow me at Jake Crumpler on Twitter, and you can find all of my work at CrumplerBaseball.com. Let's dive into everything baseball-related from Saturday, May 25th. We'll start it off, as always, with the transactions, injuries, news, and notes from around the league. Starting with the bad news, outfielder Josh Lowe landed on the 10-day IL with a right oblique strain. Lowe was out for more than a month to start the season with the same injury, so while he's confident he can return in the minimum time, Lowe's likely to miss at least the next couple of weeks. Harold Ramirez is likely the biggest benefactor of playing time on the short side of a platoon in the corner outfield. And our other IL placement is starting pitcher Ross Stripling of the A's, who landed on the 15-day IL with a strained right elbow. Stripling coughed up 6 runs in his last start, and this injury designation explains away some of his struggles there. Jack O'Loughlin had his contract selected and could replace Stripling in an injury-riddled Oakland rotation that's missing 4 of its opening day starters. In terms of news, starting pitcher Jeffrey Springs, who is rehabbing from Tommy John surgery, had his rehab outing cut short due to shoulder tightness. It's unclear how much, if any, this sets back the timeline for his return, but Jeffrey Springs is still a few weeks away at least. Starting pitcher Nick Lodolo is expected to be activated from the 15-day IL tomorrow. The southpaw is recovering from a groin injury and will take on the Cardinals in his return. And lastly, third baseman DJ LeMahieu is expected to be activated from the IL on Tuesday. LeMahieu's transfer to the 60-day IL yesterday was merely procedural, as he'll still be eligible to return on schedule. LeMahieu has missed the entire season thus far with a calf injury and could help out at the hot corner with Oswaldo Cabrera struggling in the Bronx. And now we'll take a look at the notable performances from Saturday, a day in which we had a full slate of 15 games. We'll start it off with our hitters, leading off with Alex Kirilloff versus the Rangers, as he helped the Twins to a win, going 2-for-4 with 2 runs, a home run, and 3 runs batted in. It was his 5th home run of the year and a it traveled 395 feet at 103.9 miles per hour. Kirilov's problem has always been staying on the field, so it's been nice to see him remain relatively healthy this year. However, his time on the field hasn't been enticing as his performance has dipped below career norms. There are signs of life though. Kirilov is sporting a career low BABIP and his best barrel rate since his rookie season. The lefty should start turning it around soon, and this outing may be just the start. Kirilov is on the strong side of a platoon at first base, so he's best rostered in daily leagues, but he can make an impact in 15-team leagues when facing a slew of right-handed starters. Nelson Velasquez helped the Royals to a win in Tampa Bay, going 2-for-5 with 2 runs, a home run, a double, and 2 runs batted in. It was his 5th home run of the year, and it traveled 403 feet with a 101.3 mile per hour exit velocity. Velasquez looked primed for a breakout in 2024 with everyday playing time in Kansas City after impressing in his debut with the team last year. That's not been the case though, as his batted ball quality has severely declined. Velasquez has seen his barrel rate fall more than 15%, going from elite territory to below league average. Velasquez must be dealing with an injury or something mechanical, because a dramatic drop-off in batted ball quality like this doesn't just happen out of nowhere. I'd be staying away from Velasquez in fantasy leagues until he starts hitting the ball with authority more consistently. And lastly, we have Kerry Carpenter, as he helped the Tigers to a win versus the Blue Jays, going 2-for-3 with a run, a home run, and 2 runs batted in. It was his 8th home run of the year, and it traveled 349 feet at 97.3 miles per hour. Carpenter has been one of the few bright spots in the Tigers lineup. He leads the team with a 154 WRC plus and is building off his solid sophomore campaign where he hit 20 home runs last year. Carpenter's underlying metrics suggest an even better season this year. He's improved his barrel rate by 6%, which hints at 30 home run power. The only knock against Carpenter is his absence from the lineup against lefties, but you can't argue with his production when he's on the field. Carpenter needs to be rostered everywhere, as his per-game production is undeniable. But if you'd like a breakdown of notable hitting performances from Saturday, make sure to check out the Daily Batter's Box article over on PitcherList.com. Now we'll head to the mound and check out the notable starting pitching performances, opening with Aaron Civale versus the Royals. The Rays lost, but Civale took a no decision. He tossed 5 innings, allowing 4 hits and 2 earned runs while walking 1 with 5 strikeouts. He induced 6 whiffs with 24% CSW across 71 pitches. It's been a rough go of late for Civale. This was his first outing in 7 starts in which he survived long enough to qualify for a win while surrendering no more than 2 runs. During that previous stretch, Civale pitched to a 7.79 ERA as he failed to effectively utilize his secondaries. We saw a small step in the right direction on Saturday as Savali's curve induced 3 whiffs and went for 50% CSW. However, his sweeper was non-existent, leaving his sinker and cutter to do the heavy lifting as they combined for 7 whiffs. This start wasn't enough for me to buy back in on Civale, especially with the Orioles up next, but if he survives there, he's got my attention. Miles Mikolas helped the Cardinals to a win versus the Cubs. He took a no decision, tossing 6 innings, allowing 4 hits and 3 earned runs while walking 2 batters. He struck out 6 with 8 whiffs and 33% CSW across 82 pitches. It's been a while since Mikolas was fantasy relevant. He's a classic Toby with declining skills in his mid-30s, but Mikolas was able to survive against the Cubs with increased velocity across the board, which improved the effectiveness of his deep arsenal. His sinker was the main weapon, landing 9 called strikes for 50% CSW, while he earned whiffs across 4 other pitches as he kept Cubs batters off balance all night. Mikolas is only a rare streamer against the weakest of offenses and shouldn't have consideration in his next start in Philadelphia. And lastly, we have Michael Lorenzen in Minnesota, as the Rangers lost, but Lorenzen took a no decision. He tossed 6 innings, allowing just 3 hits and 1 earned run while walking 3 batters and striking out 4. He induced just 5 whiffs with 26% CSW across 90 pitches. But our backup streamer of the day came through with the quality start we gambled for. Lorenzen earned exactly 1 whiff on 5 different pitches, but it was a passive Twins lineup that allowed his sinker to steal 8 called strikes for 30% CSW. There's not much going for Lorenzen. All of his pitches grade out as below average by PLV, and his inflated career high 12.5% walk rate is killer for a pitcher that is already limited on the mound. Lorenzen is good for a win or a quality start from time to time, pitching for the reigning World Series champs, but he's a Toby and doesn't need to remain on rosters after a stream. But if you'd like a breakdown of every single start from Saturday, give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick's daily starting pitcher roundup over on pitcherlist.com. Now we'll head to the bullpen and check out the relievers that got saves and the closers that pitched outside of safe situations or blew their saves, starting with the former. Mason Miller struck out the side on his way to his 10th save of the year. Miller now has a 53.6% strikeout rate on the year. Clay Holmes secured his 15th save of the year with a perfect ninth in San Diego. Tyler Holton logged his first save of the year. Jason Foley pitched the eighth against the middle of the lineup, so this shouldn't be an indicator of what to expect going forward. Yoan Duran notched his sixth save with a perfect ninth. Ciano Perez recorded his first save of the year with a perfect ninth in Chicago. Baltimore's late inning trio had been used in back-to-back days, so they were forced to turn to Perez in a successful maneuver here. Kyle Finnegan now has 14 saves on the year after pitching a perfect ninth on Saturday. David Bednar worked around a pair of hits to lock down his 11th save of the year. That marks four consecutive scoreless appearances for the first time all year for Bednar. Trevor McGill lucked into his eighth save after Hobie Milner created a save situation while attempting to record the final six outs of the game. McGill needed just one out to secure the save there. Alexis Diaz notched his ninth save with a perfect outing. Ryan Helsley worked around a pair of runs to record his National League leading 16th save. Emmanuel Clase matched Helsley with his American League leading 16th save. Clase's ERA now sits at an unreal mark of 0.34. And lastly, Paul Sewald secured his fourth save with a perfect ninth. In terms of closers to pitch outside of safe situations or blow their saves, Camilo Doval pitched the 10th inning with the Giants leading by 5. It wasn't a safe situation, but with the rest of the bullpen taxed and a victory on the line, Doval got the call. Edwin Diaz blew yet another save, his third in a row, which set up Doval for his appearance. Diaz's struggles continue, though I don't think they'll last much longer. You really need to stick with him through this rough patch. Jordan Romano pitched the eighth with the Blue Jays trailing by 1. Romano hadn't pitched in a week, so this was just a maintenance outing. Similar situation for Kirby Yates as he closed out the eighth inning after David Robertson blew the Rangers lead. Yates hadn't pitched in over a week, so this was clearly a maintenance outing as well. Michael Kopech was brought on in the eighth with one out, but surrendered 3 runs and took the loss. Kopech's ERA now sits at 4.18, but I don't think anyone's taking this role from him until after the trade deadline where he likely gets dealt. James MacArthur pitched the 9th and 10th innings of a winning affair for the Royals. He went home with his second win despite allowing the zombie runner to cross home in extras. Pete Fairbanks pitched a scoreless 9th in that one as well and is now up to 6 consecutive scoreless outings in a row. And lastly, the Rockies switched things up with Jalen Beeks recording 4 outs across the 7th and 8th and Justin Lawrence getting a shot at the save. That didn't work out either as they combined to allow 4 runs and blow the lead. But if you'd like a breakdown of notable relief pitching performances from Saturday, check out the Daily Reliever Ranks article over on pitcherlist.com. And before we look forward to today's games, we're going to take a quick break.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43-9267-V1.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And supermom has a lot on her super-sized plate.
Ain't that the truth.
But at Walmart Pharmacy, supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next-level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And now we'll look forward to Sunday, May 26th, a day in which we'll have a full slate of 15 games. My matchup of the day is Kyle Bradish versus Garrett Crochet. We've got two aces on teams with very different trajectories. In terms of probable starters, we've got 11 guys in our auto starts tier, including Bradish. We've also got Chris Sale in Pittsburgh, Yoshinobu Yamamoto in Cincinnati, and Logan Webb in Queens. Our probably starts tier has 7 pitchers, and that's where we'll find our streamer of the day in Ben Lively, who takes on the Angels in Anaheim. Lively has good command of his fastballs at the top of the zone and could survive against a weak Angels lineup. I'd also keep an eye out for Ryan Weathers in Arizona. Weathers has surrendered just one run across 15 innings in his last two starts, but will have a tough test against a team that succeeds against Southpaws. In terms of hitter suggestions, Coors might not be the target today with Cal Quantrill and Ranger Suarez both on nice rolls, though Quantrill is likely to have trouble against the first place Phillies. I'd also keep an eye out for Dodgers hitters versus Brent Suter in Great American Ballpark. The Reds will turn to a weak arm barn in a bullpen game in one of the most hitter-friendly ballparks in baseball against the Dodgers. What could go wrong there? And I'd also look at Mariners hitters versus Patrick Corbin and his 6.29 ERA. Need I say more? And now we'll close things out with our relievers to watch. Michael Kopech has pitched on back-to-back days, but so has Jordan Leisure, so expect John Brebbia to close out a potential save today for the White Sox. Jason Foley has pitched on consecutive days for the Tigers, so the ninth inning is up for grabs today, and AJ Hinch proved yesterday by using Tyler Holton for a save that anyone is fair game. Yoan Duran has pitched on back-to-back days and in 3 of the past 4, so Griffin Jacks will be the team's closer today. Edwin Diaz has pitched in each of the past 2 days, and the Mets have shown confidence in all of their relievers to handle ninth inning duty, so it's anybody's guess who gets the save there. And lastly, Camilo Duvall has pitched on back-to-back days and in 4 of the past 5, so Tyler Rogers should get the ninth if a save chance arises today. But that'll do it for today's episode of the First Pitch Podcast. Make sure to head on over to pitcherlist.com to check out all of the great articles and features we have on the site. Join PL Pro to gain access to the Discord to interact with Pitcherlist staff and members of the community, as well as to utilize the in-season tools to help you win your leagues. That'll wrap up this edition of the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Crumpler. Tune in tomorrow and every day for a new installment of the podcast. Bubba will be back with you on Monday and throughout the week. And make sure to enjoy the day as we are blessed with another day of baseball.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Some people take the straight path in life, but at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you.
Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.